Roanoke City Mayor Sherman Lee is back with us this morning. Going to spend a few minutes with WFIR anchor reporter Gene Morano and me talking side gigs, some hoops, and, of course, local issues. Mr. Mayor, it's always nice to see you. We appreciate you coming by on such a cold morning.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here, and thank you all for being in place and getting the word out to the community. So it's a pleasure.
Well, Mr. Mayor, the first mayor summit you held last year was held at Goodwill Industries at the Valleys on Melrose Avenue. Trying to spur interest in the surrounding community for small startup businesses, especially minority-owned. Mr. Mayor, were there some success stories that came out of that summit?
Oh, it was a tremendous summit. Matter of fact, we packed the room last May when we had that summit at Goodwill Industries, and we had entrepreneurs, business people, small business owners that were already in business, and matter of fact, we were pleased that several individuals went out and started a business because of that summit. And that really encouraged and inspired us to do it again. And a lot of people say, can you do it again? And I spoke with, at the time, Wayne Bowers, who's since retired as economic development.
Wayne Bowers retired?
Yeah, Wayne has retired.
When? Must be recent.
Yeah, well, we had a retirement party for Wayne last week.
Oh, okay.
He's retired. And so Wayne, who did a great job for the time he was with us, decided that we need to do this again. And because, really, people don't realize that that over nearly 90% of the businesses in our city are small businesses. And I, as mayor, get inquiries all the time about how can I start my business? What can I do? And so that's why we had the idea, brought it on, did it last week, and people learned about how to start a business. We talked about grants. We talked about getting a license. We talked about making sure all of your workers, all of the things were in place to be successful. And this year, we're going to do it again on January 9th, but we're going to talk about the aspect of, hey, don't leave your day job just yet. Started and those little things we're going to be doing, and we're going to have a panel, and it's going to be a great day, and we look forward to it this next Tuesday.
It's Tuesday the 9th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Grand and Colab. The gig economy, what's the goal there? Is it sort of a recognition, and we're talking with Roanoke Mayor Sherman Lee Sr., is it sort of a recognition that this is what a lot of people, maybe a lot of young people especially, want to do? They want to create something on this. Maybe it's a side hustle to begin with, and it grows into something else.
It is. It's a side job. Some people jump out and all of a sudden want to get in business, and they fail because of things that weren't done. And sometimes it's just not the way to do it. Start slow. And so this is a side job that you can do and make money. We're going to talk about that. We're going to have people there who've done that. And so it's going to be a great exchange.
Is one of your goals, Mayor Sherman, to sort of have Roanoke be recognized as a good atmosphere, Sherman, for startups, for entrepreneurs, that this is a good place to come, that there is support, things like the CoLab and other sources, resources?
Oh, that very much so is what we want to do, and we hope that that will be a part of it. And I think we started in the right direction with what we've done and what we'll be doing this year. And we want Roanoke to be, Roanoke is a business-friendly community, and we want to continue that. And that's what this meeting will be about on Tuesday when we have the summit. We're going to talk about those things. We're going to have individuals to come in to talk to you about how to make it happen, because it can happen. Even in the times that we're in now, I think it can happen. Doors are opening. You know, even though some people question that, but stock market's up. The economy is slowly coming back together. So this is an opportunity. And so I invite all the listeners who want to talk about business. We start at 9 o'clock. And we're going to have a host of speakers, and we're going to have a panel to talk about their experiences and answer any questions that you have about startup businesses.
Are you doing this in conjunction with the Roanoke Chamber, Regional Chamber?
Well, the Regional Chamber will be a part of it, yes.
Okay. And is there a cost for it, Sherman, and can people still get in?
There's no cost. The mayor will absorb all of the costs. We want you to come in and have an opportunity to reach your dream. Reach your dream. This is what it's all about, and I'm pleased, and I think we'll be a better community for it.
Again, that's at the Grand and Colab, 9 a.m. to noon on Tuesday, the gig economy.
Correct.
All right, it's 8:50 at WFIR. We have the mayor of Roanoke with us this morning, Sherman Lee, in studio. And Mr. Mayor, we're going to talk about something here for a few minutes. We know that is dear to you, and that's sports. The fourth annual Lees High School Winter Basketball Classic Challenge, Saturday, January 13th. That's going to tip off boys' high school games 1:45. And now for the first time, Mr. Mayor, you're going to award a Mayor's Cup to the winner of the Patrick Henry William Fleming Battle for the City at 7 p.m. If we could, talk about the Lees Classic. There's all the other schools involved, too, like Glenford, Giles, Massanutt, Military, Northside, Spotswood. Four games. It's going to be a big time, isn't it?
It's going to be a big time. We're excited about it. And this is the third year that my son, Sherman Jr., and I are the lead sponsors for this Classic. And one of the reasons that we want to do it, and not only to have young people, student-athletes come and play in the Berglund Center, but also to raise funds for nonprofits. We've done that every year. And this year we've identified a nonprofit. We think we're going to do it one nonprofit a year. And this year the nonprofit is going to be the Boys and Girls Club. And they're going to be there, and we're going to have the games. But not only do we have the games, we're going to have pep bands, we're going to have cheerleaders, we're going to have students recognizing Martin Luther King. It's in the Martin Luther King birthday, talking about statements that he's had.
Which is 2 days later.
Yeah. And so we're excited about that, and we've got some good teams that's coming in, enjoyable. And then we have the Mayor's Cup. We have William Fleming and Patrick Henry playing each other at 7 o'clock that night, with the winner receiving the Mayor's Cup. And I'll make that presentation to them. And they'll be playing each other three times. This will be the second time this year. Last game that they played, it went into overtime. And so we're excited about that. We're asking everybody to come out, have a good time, support our high schools, not only our high schools in the city, but Northside. They're in the county, and then we're reaching out into the New River Valley, Northside, Glenville, and Giles County. So we think we're going to have a good day of basketball, a lot of entertainment that we're playing, and step shows and pep bands, and also for a good cause. And that's why we're involved, to make sure we do what we can do for nonprofits at the Berglund Center on next Saturday.
We're talking to Roanoke Mayor Sherman Lee, Sr. Only a couple minutes left. I wanted to touch on a couple other things, Sherman. During a budget work session on Monday, I heard you talk about leaving the line item alone for human services so they can help fight poverty in the city. Why does it seem like that's a never-ending fight? Are we making any progress in the city?
I think we are. We're coming together. We recognize early on that poverty is a part of our community. We have to face up to it, deal with it, but we can't do it alone. And so I would say, not as we look at our budget and prepare to talk about our budget priorities, there are certain things we need to take off the table, not to even, in my opinion. And we're going to talk more about it, but three of the items of Roanoke City Public Schools, we're not going to talk about it. We got a formula that's working well. We're going to stay with that. Safety, there are a lot of things I want to do with safety, and I think we need that. But human services, we don't know what the economy looks like. We got a need here. I'd like to take a little bit more time. I have more time to study that. But human services is important, and we've got to do things about poverty. We're doing it. We got to continue to work with it. Anytime you have 7 out of 10 kids who are eating free or reduced lunch, you've got an issue. So we've got to do what we can. So let's, in my opinion, hold off on dealing with human services. I think that should be taken off the table right now.
All right. We're talking with Sherman Lee, the mayor of Roanoke. I hate to do this. We only have about 90 seconds left or so, but I want to talk to you, Sherman. There's been some chatter back and forth on Facebook and all that. There seems to be a lot of divisiveness in the city right now, especially with Northwest Roanoke, with developers wanting to come in, people like John Garland wanting to come in and rehab some buildings and all that, sort of an us versus them. How do we bring people together?
I think we have to sit down and talk about that. I think people are frustrated, but they're not listening. People are not listening. Let's talk about it. I'll continue to do that. Let me just say that I think it's important that we bear the facts out and discuss this. And I think we need to talk about it. And I'm hoping at some point people will sit down and stop throwing things and jabs at each other, and let's work to make this city the city that it is. That's why we're a 7-time All-American city.
Less than a minute left, though. Do you think Roanoke, and this is something Joe Cobb brought up yesterday when he announced his bid for city council, do you think that city council can take more of a leadership role on that? aspect, bringing people together?
Well, we've been trying to do that, sure. There's always work that we can do. And what I'm asking everybody to have their minds and hearts open to do that. You've got to be willing to talk. You got to want to come to the table. And I think that's what happens. Stop building walls. Let's build bridges. Let's build bridges. And I think we'll be doing that in the months and days ahead.
All right. Well, Mayor Sherman Lee Sr., looking forward to the gig economy session at the Grandin and the Lee's Winter Basketball Classic next weekend. Mayor Lee, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Gene.